Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Hey, I am really happy to have Nomi Prinz back with me. Nomi, how are you?
I'm really good, Chris. How are you?
Well, I'm confused. Can I admit that? I'm a little confused.
I am too.
So here we are recording this on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving in the United States. And what I see is that, you know, we had a French terrorist attack. Futures and the stock futures were all down, of course, on that kind of news. Gold was up, of course, within an hour after the U.S. market opened. That all reversed. Everybody decided that was a buying moment. Same thing just happened with what should have been a pretty big geopolitical event. The first Russian jet since the 1950s. Being taken out of the sky by a hostile action by a NATO member. Futures were down and then recovered and went back to green. Of course, gold was weak through all of that. None of this makes sense compared to the markets I used to know and love 10 years ago, but something's different. I'm wondering how you see it.
Yeah, I see that all the same way. I mean, even if you go back to the terrorist attacks on 9/11, when the market was closed, when things had to sort themselves out, when there was negativity, and when the Federal Reserve didn't really step in immediately and buy a boatload of treasuries, and in that period there was a lot of shakiness. I mean, ultimately the markets did turn around and go up, so there was that. But in this particular scenario, and you're right, over the last now 7-8 years. There has been a perpetual support to the market that's been artificial from the standpoint of, I believe, central bank intervention and also government approval, even if it's at arm's length. You know, in our country, the government doesn't talk about what the Federal Reserve is doing with any sort of critical perspective. It just kind of goes about its way as if it's actually an independent entity, not actually supporting the financial system as it is and the markets as they are. You have other countries like Brazil, which is going through a mass crisis situation right now, where there was a lot of more public fighting between members of the government and Ministry of Finance and the central bank leaders over what was going to happen with interest rate policy and currency policy that so far ended rather badly, but at least was more public. But those are the two poles that we have. They have public discussion over what's going on in terms of rates and markets and currencies, and then we have sort of more private discussions in the more major countries like the U.S. and what's going on in Europe, and all of that together creates this uplift cosmetically to the capital markets, or some of them, the more liquid ones, like the stock market, although it's starting to deteriorate in leveraged loans and in some of the higher yielding bond markets. But it has had a very strong play and pull in what we've seen, even against logic.
Well, indeed. And let's just, you know, cut to the places where we know there's no conjecture. We know that the Bank of Japan buys ETFs. It's now a majority holder of certain ETFs for Japanese shares. We know that they preferentially buy on down days or down opens, which, of course, changes market sentiment quite rapidly. You know, these markets are all now completely infected or whatever word you want to use, with computer algorithms that are very, very adept at determining when and where liquidity is coming in. And, of course, they learn. So it's not at all unthinkable that Japan has learned how the programs learn, and they know that if they just buy at this moment, that's taken as a sign by the rest of the market participants, air quotes, which are mostly computers. I actually think this is my working hypothesis, Nomi, that that these markets are startlingly easy to manipulate or bend in a direction because it's not humans anymore, right? The whole Chicago Mercantile Exchange, all the blue and gold jackets are gone. It's blinking lights in the background. It's just computers, mostly at this point, algorithms. And they don't care if there's a terrorist attack. They care if money is flowing into the market or out of the market.
Right.
And that's all they care about. And so I think that makes it easy.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.